Repeat, repeat, repeat. So many people, oh my, there I go saying it again. So many people contact me and ask for treatment. I talk with people during the day wherever I walk. They seem to think I am interested in treatment, and they tell me of their solutions. At least that's all I hear. People write letters and they ask for treatment. A young man recently wrote for treatment, and he said that he would like to have a solution. He reiterated the problem again and again and again, and then he gave the solution. Of course, I didn't hear the problem. I have no idea what the problem was. I don't care what the problem is. I'm only interested in the solution. And then last night, as I was sitting under the moon meditating, I thought of this man, and I said, "You're whole and perfect." This is what I wrote to him in my email this morning. "Dear beloved, last night I sat under the full moon, meditating on you and your whole and perfect spirit, mind, and body. It was an easy experience. I looked at your ideal body and saw it manifest in your mind, in your life, in your world. It was an easy experience. I looked at you. I could see the magnificence of your spirit. I could see the magnificence of your mind. I could see the magnificence of your body. As your personal charisma, your body shone forth radiant and glorious. This is how I see your body whenever I think of you. This is the body you have in my consciousness. This is the body you have in my eyes. This is the body you have in my mind, in my spirit, in my world. I see you, beloved, living in your eternally perfect, ideal, spirit, mind, and body, period. Join with me in seeing this. Join with me in knowing this. Join with me in experiencing this. Nido. This is my blessing to myself, seeing myself whole and perfect. This is my reality with you, beloved, seeing you a reflection of my own pure thought, my own pure self, my spiritual being. I love you. Love, Herb." When people ask for treatment, we oftentimes feel that we have to get out there and do something. We must spend time meditating. We must spend time thinking positive thoughts about them. We must spend time seeing them whole and perfect, visualizing them whole and perfect, doing all this nonsense. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because that's the beginning of learning how to be quiet. That's the beginning. First, we panic. Oh, dear, this is something that has to be worked on, something that has to have my full attention. I must think about it. I must spend hours and hours meditating and saying, "You're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect." And then, after a while, I settle down and I say, "Of course. What else? You're whole and perfect. What else? What else would I think?" And then the devil gets in there. And the devil says, "Yeah, you think you're so good. Now, this is what their problem is. They've got this and that and the other thing, and they are a mess. And they're not going to live very long. They're a mess. They're going to be very unhappy. They're a mess." And I say to the devil, "Get thee behind me, Satan. If Jesus can say it, I can say it too. Get thee behind me. Get out of my sight, out of my world, out of my life. I am the creator of everything and everybody in my world. And I create every person that comes to me for treatment, fulfilling what their treatment is, fulfilling what their request is. So if they request a broken leg, they got a broken leg. If they request a headache, they got a headache. If they request peace of mind, they have peace of mind. If they request a perfect body, ideal, perfect body, then that's what they have. That's what I see them as. That's how I create them. I create them asking whatever it is that they desire. Well, Herb, who would desire a broken leg? Who would desire a headache? Who would desire having troubles in their life and their affairs? Everybody who has life and affairs with troubles in them. Everybody who has aches and pains. Everybody who has any unhappiness in their life. Well, that's not right. Oh, yes, it is. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So if we're going to think in our heart about our problems, we escalate them. If we're going to think about the things that are wrong with our body, the illusions, we give them power to continue to exist. If we're going to think about our life and affairs and our body as whole and perfect, which it is, which it is. That's the ideal self of ourself that we need to put our attention on. If you want to become a success in business, you don't study the failures. Oh, yes, you study the failures to know what not to do. No, you don't. If you want to be a success in business, you go talk to successful people. You go talk to the heads of industry and business. And when you talk to them and they see how sincere you are, they're glad to share with you. They're not going to give you a job. They might. They're not going to give you their business. They might. But what they're going to do is they're going to give you their positive, successful charisma. Their positive, successful charisma. You go to a failure, he can only give you his positive, successful failure. Because he's good at that. He knows all about being a failure. And a successful man, he knows all about being successful. Now, we have redefined the hospitals in Europe. They used to be Krankenhaus, a place where the sick went to be sick. And we redefined it as the Gesundheitshaus, a place where people who have something they want to get rid of and want to go into the wholeness they are, they go there. And that's not a joke. We've talked about this before. But this is merely putting a cause in motion. A cause of wholeness in motion, a cause of perfection in motion, a cause of life and positive thinking in motion, a cause of everything good and beautiful. I walked by a bush this morning on the way from the embassy to the monastery, and as I was walking by the bush, some idiot in there was singing his head off. And I said, "Hey, guy, you're great. Do it again." And he did it again. And I said, "Where are all your brothers?" And all the bushes started singing. And I thought, man, I like that on call, you know. Now, I could have said, "Ah, shut up." And they would have probably shut up. But I said, "Hey, I like that. I like all that music. I like that singing, you know. What kind of an idiot are you just singing to yourself?" That's the only person that counts. I sing to myself. I walk the path in the morning and I sing to myself. I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm God, I sing all these things to myself, and it works. I feel great, I am happy, my world is alive and charming. Yes, your world can be alive and charming too when you begin to put the cause in motion for yourself. Because I see you and everyone in my world whole and perfect, just like I am. This is my blessing to myself, I wrote to this fellow. Seeing myself whole and perfect. This is my reality with you, beloved. Seeing you, a reflection of my own pure thought, my own pure self, my spiritual being. And you know, this fellow, he sent an email to Ellen, and he said to Ellen, "Ellen, tell her not to tell everybody about me." And I thought to myself, what a silly statement. What a silly statement. What do I know about this person? I only know he's whole and perfect. Shouldn't I tell people he's whole and perfect and have people? I said, "Greg, treat for this guy. He's whole and perfect." And Greg says, "Yes, he's whole and perfect." Everybody's thinking whole and perfect. Now, rumors go around that you, my dear friends, start for yourself.
I got problems all my life.
You're actors, excellent actors. People believe you. People believe the nonsense you tell them about the illusion of your experience that's negative for you. Tell them the illusion of positiveness. If they believe the nonsense of the negative, they believe the nonsense of the positive. And the positive is what you really want, and that's the truth about you. So, rumors go around when a person has a problem, started by themselves, because nobody knows about it unless you tell them. Nobody knows. Nobody knows you have a toe ache unless you tell them. And the rumor can go around that this person is whole and perfect, and that's fantastic. But this person is the primary person to see themselves whole and perfect. It's not what I see. It's not what you all see for them. Treatment, prayer from any organization doesn't mean a thing. It's the individual themselves. Do they want wholeness or whatever? If they want wholeness, then they put the cause in motion for wholeness, and all the world is on their team for wholeness. If they want not wholeness, then all the world is on their team for not wholeness, because their charisma shines that forth. Their charisma shouts it out from the rooftops. I'm sick, I've got a problem.